Welcome to the Vernal Equinox 2021. My name is Leanne Zels-Collins. And each season carries a harmonic note and vibration. This auspicious harmonic resonance guides us to unfold in our divine nature as we peel back the petals of self into our essence of being, the sacred human. The rhythm in spring represents new growth and resurrection. The days become longer and lighter. Seeds planted in autumn are germinated in the winter, beginning to show new life. The creative fires of rebirth are symbolic at this time, at the spring or vernal equinox, where the feminine energies of the winter solstice give way to the dynamic expression of the masculine initiating energies at the spring equinox. The sun shines forth now, guiding us to step into new beginnings, to uplift our sights, to recognize that as we journey through the seasonal cycles, that springtime nourishes our life force. It's a time of initiation, of renewal, and new life. We want to pay close attention to the veil between both worlds because it becomes very thin. Our communication with the angelic realm and the masters of wisdom are felt with our inner sense of being, heard with our inner ears, and seen with our inner eyes. We know in our hearts that each one of us is to take responsibility for our inner transformation, to clear the past of our hurts, our resentments, our challenges and sadness and grief, so that we can step upon holy ground and believe in our truth of being and embody the interconnectedness of life and our soul full self. As we choose to create positive change within, we know that we can manifest reconciliation of opposites. As we strive to reconcile any and all opposition, polarity, and duality within ourselves, we must strive to create compassionate action for this to take place in the world, so we find our point of balance and harmony within the self, and the reflection of that goes out into the world. Now, at this time of the equinox, equinox means equal day and equal night. We have a beautiful point of balance between light and dark. Right and wrong, good and bad, masculine, feminine. The essence of the sun at this time of the year is connected to our sense of hope and a truth-filled aspiration in all things. So the sun guides us to be true to ourself, to be ourself, to believe in ourself, to shine bright and love big. It's like the sun right now is speaking to us directly, for us to know our deepest self, for us to know that we shall overcome whatever the adversity is, to overcome all of it, some of it, a bit of it, whether emotional, mental, physical, whether it's anxiety, panic, worry, trepidation, judgment, oppression, anything. Anything that's incongruent with our evolving self, we need to say stop to whatever that is. It's time to stop the cycle of repetitive regurgitation of negative self-talk and the cycles that go on and on and on. We have to be conscious of that and say enough, stop. Cancel it out. Cancel out the old thought and the emotional attachments that keep us from being our truth of self. Super important that we continue to be filled with gratitude, to be grateful for the change, that we may say to ourselves, I am that which I seek. I am, or we are, the divinity we seek. And those are words from St. Francis of Assisi, beautiful guidance for all of us. So the glorious sun shines upon us now at the spring equinox that we may be illumined to see more clearly and feel more calmly as the past guides us into renewal and rejuvenation. Today, now, during the spring equinox, we can reframe the past into a positive, create an enriching new beginning, new life, a new you, a new me, through our present moment awareness, for us to simply notice what we notice and always be grateful for the change. So a little bit of inner work for you. Ponder what your word of empowerment is for the spring equinox. What is it? What is that word of empowerment? And then I invite you to plant your word of empowerment in the soil of your soul. Just imagine your soul garden. Water it daily with intention and present moment awareness. And say to yourself, and just know, I become it. I live it. I am it. Whatever that empowerment is. And know and say, I am the light of truth. And remember that love is the light of truth. May we all be blessed in peace, love, goodwill, and solidarity. May the light of truth shine forth on all humanity, guiding us in peaceful understanding with a numinous awareness that we are one and whole with all that is. Our self-transformation yields global transformation. We give thanks for the abundance that is ours to share in the world. Amen. Amin. Hum. Om. Shanti. Aho. Yes. Namaste. Blessings be.